Shattering the dialectic. Shatter the dialectic. The dialectic is part of the psyop. Taking a side is part of the psyop. And I'm not just talking about the greatest psyop of all time, Oyed Ai, or at least of our lifetime, but everything out there, all the Hegelian dialectics, left and right, gotta pick a side, gotta be a libshit or a Republican, right? You can't just be a radical centrist or a national socialist or be totally apolitical, because it's all controlled. They always want you to pick a side, right? Even now we're seeing with Oyed Ai, pro-vaccination or anti-vaccination. Why even take a side when vaccination is a moot talking point, right? Why? For what reason? You're contributing to the narrative and the dialectics. It's like taking a side with the hollow. Are you pro-hollow or anti-hollow? That's admitting, of course, that it happened, which it did not. So why take a side? When you take a side, you fuel the narrative. It's just like vaccination or ivermectin. Don't take a side. It's a dialectic. It's a trap, right? Another one, anti-racist first racist. Neither. The answer is racialist. Never take a side. Once you take a side, you are part of the narrative. Meat versus vegetable. Another dialectic. Don't take a side. Consume both. Consume what works for you, for your heritage, for your current condition. Don't take a side, right? XDNV atheist. Oh, you don't believe in JC? You must be an atheist. Don't take a side, right? Another one, MGTOW versus feminism. Why take a side? They're both to play the opposite sex against that sex. Why take a side? It's part of their narrative, right? And this all comes back to seeing things via the racial lens, right? How can we see things via the racial lens when we're seeing things through a monotheistic, monogenistic lens, right? We're seeing things through the one God, one origin story of the ridiculous hoax of out of Africa. How are we ever going to see our way out of this zogfog if we're taking a side within their dialectic? We have to shatter the dialectic. We have to exist outside the dialectic. Who wants to be in it? It's Talmudic. It's perverse, right? Just some thoughts I'm having as I'm walking. Again, walking through the woods. Hearing some crunchy ice on my feet. Hearing some birds chirp. Nobody's here. It's kind of nice. It's cold. It's a little wet. Ground has a little bit of snow. A lot of it's melting right now. It's about 40 degrees where I'm at. But yeah, just that dialectic thinking has got to go on all levels. If we are desirous of a consciousness shift, we cannot look at things via their dialectic, their lens. Someone could essentially, their entire life, be caught up in their dialectic, seeing things via their lens, then wondering, why are they not getting anywhere? Well, because the way you're looking at things from the first get-go is incorrect. It's like someone who believes in allopathic virology. You could spend decades of your life, not just a regular lay Zogbot, but like someone who actually has an MK Ultra MD attached to their name, completely and totally lost because they're seeing things via that monotheistic, monogenistic lens, right? So everything out there that they put out there is going to be coming from their lens, their belief of one God, their belief of one origin story for all humanity. And that is a falsehood. Look at what they've actually even done to our gods, making people worship just Odin, people worshiping just Satan, just Shiva, just Krishna. That's monotheism. They're seeing our gods through the lens of the enemy. Come on, this has to stop. There's no way to really flourish as a people if you're still seeing things through their lens, right? It's one thing to be aware of the problem, to be, protective of your racial brethren, but that is a tip or a drop, tip of the iceberg, drop in the bucket. It's way, way, way more than that, but as long as we still see things through their lens, their one lens, their black cube mono lens, we're going to be lost. And I see it all the time. And of course, this takes a long time to unpeel. You know, it's not just it's not an overnight thing typically, but we have to realize that if we're clinging to something and maybe we're resistant to let it go, it's because we're clinging to some type of Talmudic, I don't know, I dare say comfort. It's not a comfort. Maybe it's the comfort the way someone gets acclimated to abuse and it becomes the only way they can actually get, like, stimulated is via the abuse, you know, whether it be from another person or an abuse to their system via a, quote, food or stimulant. But we have to approach things through our lens and realize that the only way out of this is via holistic racialism. So those are my thoughts for today. Whilst I walk.